Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Dal, the second parak, Im Einu Makirim. Zechus Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chai Bas Esther. So the three daves we're going to focus on, number one, it was taught in a brais regarding witnesses testifying about the new moon. If they say, Re'inuhu ba'mayim, Re'inuhu ba'shashis, Re'inuhu ba'avim, Ein me'idin alav. We saw it reflected in the water, or we saw it reflected through a lantern, or we saw it through the clouds, they cannot testify about it. And similarly, if they say, we saw half of it reflected in the water, or we saw half of it of the clouds, or we saw half of it through a lantern, they may not testify about it. The Gemara clarifies that these latter statements are coming to teach that they may not testify even if they saw the other half in the sky. Another braisa taught, Re'inu v'shubu re'inu, ein me'in alav. If the new moon witnesses testify and say, we saw it, but we didn't see it again, they cannot testify about it. When the Gemara asks why seeing it for a moment doesn't count, Abai answers that they caught a glimpse of it incidentally, and when they tried to see it with intent, they didn't see it. Perhaps, therefore, they just saw a crescent of white cloud. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudash, V'chol Am'onim Achrav Mekudash Mekudash. The head of Beis Din says, it's sanctified, and all the people respond after him, it's sanctified, it's sanctified. The Gemara seeks a source for the first part of the procedure, and Rav Chiya bar Gamda said in the name of Rav Yosef ben Shaul, who said in the name of Rabbi, the Pasuk states, V'yidaber Moshe as Mo'odei Hashem. And Moshe spoke the festivals of Hashem to Bnei Israel. Mikan Shurosh Beis Din Omer Mekudash. From here we derive that the head of Beis Din says Mekudash. The Gemara then seeks the source for the people's response, and Rav Papa said, the Pasuk states, Asher Tikru Osam, the festivals of Hashem, that you shall declare them holy convocations. Kari Be Atem, read the word Osam as if it were vowelized Atem, meaning you, plural the people, should declare. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Elohem Moadai, these, they are my festivals. The superfluous word hem, they, can be expanded to indicate hem yomru mo'odai, they, the people, shall declare my festivals. The reason they respond mekudesh mekudesh instead of just saying it once is based on the pasuk mikrai kodesh, declarations of sanctification. And pointing between the next Mishnah states, demus suras levana hayolil Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel had the form of various moon shapes on a tablet and on the wall of his upper chamber, with which he would show the simple folk various shapes and say to them, did you see the moon like this or like that? Now the Gemara asks if it was permitted to make moon-shaped forms, being that the pasuk states, lo sasun iti, you shall not make with me, which is interpreted to mean, lo sasun kedmu sham shai, you shall not make images of my servants who serve me on high. After an extensive analysis of what images are prohibited to make, the Gemara gives three answers. Since Ram Gamliel was a Nasi, many people were frequently in attendance. Therefore, there was no suspicion that they were being worshipped, or de prakim hava. They were made of sections, or at least lamedaset. Ram Gamliel made the images for the purpose of study. So once again, the three points are number one. It was taught in a brais regarding Adim testifying about the new moon. If they say, Re'inuhu ba'mayim, Re'inuhu ba'shashis, Re'inuhu ba'avim, Ein me'idin lav. We saw it reflected in the water, or we saw it reflected through a lantern, or we saw it through the clouds, they cannot testify about it. And similarly, if they say we saw half of it reflected in the water, or we saw half of it in the clouds, or we saw half of it through a lantern, they may not testify about it. The Gemara clarifies that these latter statements are coming to teach that they may not testify even if they saw the other half in the sky. Another braisa taught, Re'inu b'shuv lo re'inu, ein me'idin alav. If the new moon witnesses testify and say, we saw it, but we didn't see it again, they can't testify about it. When the Gemara asks why seeing it for a moment doesn't count, Abai answers that they caught a glimpse of it incidentally, and when they try to see it with intent, they didn't see it. Perhaps, therefore, they just saw a crescent of white cloud. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudash, V'kol Am'onim Achrav Mekudash Mekudash. The head of Beis Din says, it is sanctified, and all the people respond after him, it is sanctified, it is sanctified. Now, the Gemara seeks the source for the first part of the procedure, and Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda said, in the name of Yossi ben Shaul, who said it in the name of Rebbe, the Pasuk states, V'yidaber Moshe as Mo'odei Hashem, and Moshe spoke the festivals of Hashem to Bnei Yisrael, Mikan Shurosh Beis Din, Omer Mekudash. From here we derive that the head of Beis Din says Mekudash. The Gemara then seeks the source for the people's response, and Rav Papa said, the Pasuk states, Asher Tikru Osam, the festivals of Hashem that you shall declare them holy convocations. Kari Be Atem, read the word Osam as if it was vowelized Atem, meaning you, plural, the people, should declare. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Eila Hem Moadai, these, they, are my festivals. The superfluous word Hem, they, can be expanded to indicate Hem Yomru Moadai, they, the people, should declare my festivals. The reason they respond Mekudesh Mekudesh instead of just saying it once is based on the Pasuk Mikrei Kodesh, declarations, plural, of sanctification. And pointing me through the next Mishnah states, Demutzur Salavana Hayula Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel had the form of various moon shapes on a tablet and on the wall of his upper chamber, with which he would show the simple folk various shapes and say to them, did you see the moon like this or like that? Now, the Gemara asks if it was permitted to make moon-shaped forms, being that the pasuk states, "Lo sasuni ti, you shall not make with me," which is interpreted to mean, "Lo sasun kadmu shamashai, you shall not make images of my servants who serve me on high." After an extensive analysis of what images are prohibited to make, the Gemara gives three answers. Since Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi, many people were frequently in attendance, therefore there was no suspicion that they were being worshipped. Or, deprakim hava, they were made of sections, or lisa lameras, so Rabban Gamliel made the images for the purpose of study. Alright, so now we go to Simmer Daf Chav Dalet, and our standard simmer is a pitcher, a kud, a pitcher, so here goes. The witness who was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher got a shock when it shattered from the shouts, "A makudish makudish," that were said after the witnesses pointed the correct position of the moon on the Rosh Beis Din's astronomy tablet. Once again, in slow motion. The witness who was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher, that must be Simmer Daf Chav Dalet, kud. The witness who was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher, which reminds us that if they didn't say we saw the moon reflected in the water or reflected through a lantern, or we saw it through the clouds, they cannot testify. But and similarly, if they say we saw half of it reflected in the water, or half of it in the clouds, or half of it through a lantern, they may not testify about it. The Gemara clarifies that these latter statements are coming to teach they may not testify even if they saw the other half in the sky. So the witnesses who were peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher got a shock when it shattered from the shouts, "A makudish, makudish," which reminds us the Gemara brings the source of the Rosh Beis Din to say makudish and for the nation to respond, "Makudish, makudish." So the witness who was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher got a shock when it shattered from the shouts, "A makudish, makudish," that were said after the witnesses pointed to the correct position of the moon on the Rosh Beis Din's astronomy tablet, which reminds us the three reasons are given as to how Rabban Gamliel was permitted to have various moon shapes on a tablet to help the witnesses to clarify what they saw, despite the pasuk that says, "Lo sasuni ti, you shall not make with me," which is interpreted to mean, "Lo sasun kadmu shamashai, you shall not make images of my servants who serve me on high." The first answer is that since Rabban Gamliel was a Nasi, many people were frequently in attendance, therefore there was no suspicion they were being worshipped, or the prakim hava, they were made of sections, or lislamet asa, Rabban Gamliel made the images for the purpose of study. So once again, the witness who was peering at the new moon through a glass pitcher got a shock when it shattered from the shouts of makudish makudish that were said after the witnesses pointed to the correct position of the moon on the Rosh Beis Din's astronomy tablet. All right, now it's time for a four-block-back Chazara. Daf Chaf, so the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. Patrons of the Babylonian Cafe. Cafe? That must mean we're on Daf Chaf. Patrons at the Babylonian Cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, which reminds us when Elul came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he announced that they made Elul full in Eretz Yisrael in order to separate Shabbos from Yantiv. They did this either for the sake of the vegetables to keep them fresh or for the sake of burying the dead without delay. Elul said that this was very beneficial for those in Babel, since there the climate is hotter and it's hard to keep vegetables from wilting and the dead from decomposing. So patrons at the Babylonian Cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, thanks to witnesses who were intimidated. Which reminds the Gemara challenges the entire premise that a month may be made full for communal needs, and concludes that it can be done to make the outgoing month, which was really chaser, full. But we can't be makadish a month early as a chaser when it's really a mali, when it's really full. This is in line with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that we can intimidate witnesses over a new moon that was cited in order to make the outgoing month full, but we may not do so for a new moon that was not cited in its time, in order to sanctify the incoming month on the 30th day. So patrons of the Babylonian Cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, thanks to witnesses who were intimidated, and testified on a day when the Nolad was before Chatzos, and the moon was sighted before Shkia. Which reminds us, when Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, he explained uprights that stated Noad Kodem Chatzos, Noad Acher Chatzos, to mean that we calculate the moon's conjunction. Noad Kodem Chatzos, if the Noad is before midday, certainly the moon could be sighted before Shkia that day, since it takes 6 to 8 hours for the new moon to be seen. If it occurred after midday, it's certain that it would not be sighted close to Shkia. Rashi explains that in the first 6 hours, the moon is still too small to be seen. Daf Chafalov, so the Simmer Daf Chafalov is a car pronounced Ka by people from Boston. So here goes. The springtime convertible ka, that must be on Daf Chaf Aleph. The springtime convertible ka that was kept in the garage because Nisan was pushed off for another month, which reminds us from the pasuk of Shemor Zachodesh Aviv, guard the month of the first ripened produce, which is Nisan. We learn Shemor Aviv Shaltakuv Hashiyah B'chodesh Nisan, guard the ripening spring season to ensure that it will begin during the moon's renewal in the month of Nisan. Now, the moon's renewal lasts for the first 14 days of the month, since during this time the moon waxes and becomes increasingly visible. The pasuk therefore requires that spring begin by the 15th of Nisan. If it will not begin until the 16th, then Beis Din is required to be ma'aber, the Shana. So the springtime convertible car that was kept in the garage because Nissan was pushed off for another month was suddenly put into use by two Eidim, who Machal Shabbos to give Eidus on the Chodesh. Which reminds from the Pasuk, Eilu Mo'odei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam B'Mo'odam, we learn that Eidim should be Machal Shabbos to come to Beis Din to testify about the new moon, so Beis Din can declare it in its proper time. Messengers who go out to inform the distant communities about Rosh Chodesh, on the other hand, may not be Machal Shabbos. So the springtime convertible Ka that was kept in the garage because Nissan was pushed off for another month was suddenly put into use by two Eidim, who Machal Shabbos to give Eidus on the Chodesh, and who argued the whole trip if Shlomo HaMelech was as wise as Moshe. Which reminds me of Malchok's Rav and Shmuel, whether Shlomo HaMelech was as knowledgeable as Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of attaining the 49 gates of Bina, of understanding. Daf Chabes. So the Simur Daf Chabes is a cab. So here goes. The yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab. Cab? That must be more Daf Chabes. The yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab transporting a father and a son, which reminds us, it's a Malchus coming Rabbi Shimon whether relatives can give Eidus HaChodesh together. The Malchus is based on the pasuk which Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Moshe and Aaron the mitzvah of Eidus HaChodesh. Rabbi Shimon interprets the pasuk to mean Eidus Zot Tehei Kesher Lochem. The testimony of the new moon is valid through you, meaning through Moshe and Aaron, who were brothers. The Rabbanan interprets the pasuk to mean Eidus Zot Tehei Masur Lochem. This testimony is placed under your jurisdiction, just as Moshe and Aaron were the greatest in their generation, so too the greatest Rabbanim of each generation must receive the Eidus and sanctify the new month. So, the yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab, transporting a father and a son, along with a pair of witnesses who were sent along to identify them, which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak states, Im Einam Mekirin So, if they are referring to members of the Sanhedrin, who will accept testimony about the appearance of the new moon, do not know the witness. They, referring to the court that presides in the witness's town of origin, send with him another to testify about him. The Gemara clarifies that acher means zug acher, that a pair of witnesses are sent to identify the pair of witnesses who are giving Eidus HaChodesh. So, the yellow Eidus HaChodesh cab, transporting a father and a son, along with a pair of witnesses who are sent along to identify them, arrived in Basin, just as a sinister plot to mess up the month was foiled. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, B'rishton ha'yim akabling Eidus HaChodesh mikol adam. Originally, they would accept testimony about the new moon from any Jewish man. When the Baitosim disrupted the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rabban instituted they should accept only from those known to be trustworthy and loyal Jews. The Gemara brings a brisa how a loyal Jew foiled the Baitosim plot. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Simur Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach. Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a Chaser Month, which reminds that torches were only lit for a Chaser Month because of a gazer on account of a situation in which Rosh Chodesh falling a deficient month falls on Erev Shabbos, which would cause confusion for those living far away and trying to determine which day was Rosh Chodesh when the torches were lit, was it Shabbos. So the kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a Chaser Month disturbed the person living alone next to a Hadas in the wilderness, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol lomad Torah ve'eino melamda, doma lahadas b'midbar." Whoever learns Torah and does not teach it to others is like a Hadas in the wilderness. The Hadas, which is very fragrant, goes unappreciated in the wilderness where there's no one to benefit from its fragrance. But there are those who have a different version of what Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol lomad Torah melamda b'mak m'shein tam nechachamim, doma lahadas b'midbar dechaviv." Whoever learns Torah and teaches it in a place where there are no other Talmudic Chachamim is like a Hadas in the wilderness, which is precious because of its scarcity there. So the kids playing a nighttime match of Kugelach under the torches that were only lit for a Chaser month disturbed the person learning alone next to a Hadas in the wilderness under the moon whose indent never faced the sun. Which reminds the Basin would ask the Eidim if the indent and the moon faced the sun or was away from the sun. And if he answered that it was facing the sun, he had said nothing. Since the moon receives its light from the sun, the indent and the moon can never face the sun. For Rabbi Yochanan said, Hashem makes peace in the heavens by arranging creation so the sun never sees the indentation of the moon, the Chal Shadaita, for if it did, the moon would be disheartened. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.